If Monte Ross, who's the head coach of Delaware, lived in my world, they'd probably show up about 20 minutes late for their game on Thursday with Michigan State. But let's hope they don't do that. As I now welcome Coach Monte Ross of your Delaware Blue Hens to the program. Coach, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, Tony, but we were actually thinking about showing up to the game Thursday maybe about 40 minutes late. Maybe the game will be over.
Here's the thing about it, and I heard you yesterday on with Sonny Hill and WIP in Philly, and I know that's a guy, it's a mentor of yours, and I love listening to Sonny's show because he is an absolute classic. But that said, when you saw that draw yesterday, I mean, for my money, Michigan State, when they're healthy, might be the best team in the tournament. When you saw that, were you like, hey, guys, thanks a lot here?
Well, you know, there's a lot of excitement when you see a name up there, and then reality sets in, and you have to think about exactly who you're playing and those types of things. I think what we'll do is, you know, we'll lean on the fact that Tom Izzo doesn't have a lot of tournament experience.
And after all, that's what we have to do here. We have to have fun with it. So let's not make age a factor here, as the one older politician said to the younger one time in a debate. Age is not a factor here. And that's what you're saying. Experience, your inexperience, Coach Izzo, is not a factor here. I like that.
No, absolutely, positively. You know, but those guys are, they're playing well. They're playing well at the right time of the year. They've gotten healthy. You know, their performance in the Big Ten tournament was one of, you know, you just marvel at how they were able to win their games and win them decisively and just put on a just tremendous experience, you know, performance. But, you know, I'll say this, you know, they had to play Michigan in their title game, which is obviously very tough, but it was nothing like we had to face in our title game. We had to play William and Mary in our title game, and we were able to overcome that. So,
wait, look on the floor, those matchups. You guys are looking at film. Are there any spots on the floor where you feel good about, hey, we can make some hay here?
Well, the thing about it, they don't have any weaknesses, you know, and that's the thing that for them, 35% the game. Adrian Payne is a 40% three-point shooter and a 51% shooter overall, averaging 16 points a game. So, you know, and then you get to keep Allen and Brandon Dawson. They're very, very talented and, you know, not a weakness out there on the floor. And then you go to the coaching and, you know, what Tom Izzo has been able to done, I've marveled at from afar for many of years, and you know, he's a future Hall of Famer, you know, and it's they're a tremendous challenge for us, and you can see why so many people are picking them to go so far.
I can absolutely see it. There's absolutely no question about that. You guys, though, have now been there a couple times. First of all, how proud are you of your kids, your staff, for having solidified and put Delaware basketball back on the map?
Well, it's something that we've been trying to do for a while, and I think just from the response that we got from the fans and the students, the alumni that came out to our selection show party last night, I would say that they're very proud of their university. And I'm very proud to be associated with the university, but also with a group of guys that we have on our team that, you know, they play the game the right way. They're selfless. Our chemistry and camaraderie is, you know, of the highest level. And it's really been an enjoyable time for me, to coach this group this year. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about in terms of college basketball, getting to this time of the year, being able to play in the NCAA tournament and enjoy playing while you can because you have such a group of guys.
There's no question about it. You know, I saw an interview with Bruce Pearl over the weekend. He was doing some work for ESPN, and he was asked, tell me about the first time you went to the NCAA tourney. And, you know, Bruce is, he's a pretty talented guy. I mean, the tears might have been real. They might have not been, but whatever. You could tell it meant a lot to him. The guy started to cry. He said this. He said, you don't understand. He said, in our profession, this is what it's all about. When you bring a group of kids to the NCAA tourney, it's special every time you do it. You feel the same way?
I really do. I really do. And you know, we have a senior, Devon Sadler, Carl Baptiste, Davon Usher. We have some guys that really, really wanted to get to the tournament. And I'm just so happy that we were able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish to allow them to experience it. Because, you know, they have friends that are on other college teams and friends from high school or whatever that may have gotten there or may never get there. But, you know, this is something that they'll be able to experience for, you know, for they'll never forget it. It's something that will always be in the forefront of their minds. And 10, 20 years from now, when they get together for a reunion, this will be what they talk about. And to be able to experience it, I've been there many times as an assistant coach, probably about six times as an assistant coach, my first time as a head coach. And to be able to lead a group of guys to it, I think it's just phenomenal.
You're hearing Monte Ross. Now you know why I'm so high on this guy. I mean, you hear him, and he's an excellent young coach. He, despite working under Phil Martelli for 10 years, is an excellent, I'm just kidding, coach.
Martelli, you know what?
He's a good friend of mine.
Tony,
I can say
real,
that.
I told somebody at a breakfast this morning, I worked for Phil Martelli for 10 years. Really? That's 70 years in dog years.
That's beautiful, man. You know, did you watch Martelli's game yesterday? Because I found myself knowing everything he's been through from a family standpoint with his son and some of the other things that have gone on behind the scenes there at St. Joe. I found myself crying right along with that guy yesterday when they were cutting the nets down.
Oh, no, it was just absolutely phenomenal. I did. We watched the second half of the game. We were practicing during the first half, and we watched the second half of the game. And, you know, his one of his other sons, Phil Martelli Jr., is on my staff. So there's a natural connection there, even beyond the fact that Phil and I are so close. So it was just tremendous. The outpouring of emotion, like you said, was understandable just because of everything that's going on and what he's been able to do with that team this year. I think it's been phenomenal.
Do you give them, when that second round matchup is made, and by the way, the tourney people like to tell us, they don't look at teams. They don't this for, you believe that, right? I believe, sure, I really believe that. I mean, give me a break. Anyway.
I think they love matchups.
They love matchups. Thank you for saying that. For somebody that's been around the game 25 years like you have, they love matchups. This is what it's made for TV.
Do
they have a shot against Nova when they get there in the second round?
Absolutely positively. Absolutely positively. I think from a Nova perspective, I think it's one of the, worst draws that they could have gotten because of the rivalry is such that if both of them get to that second round, the way that Nova beat St. Joe's earlier in the year on their home court, I think that's going to be a very, very difficult matchup, for Nova in a, you know, second round game or third round game, whatever it's called now. And, you know, I think St. Joe's will have an excellent, excellent opportunity. Now, they have to get past a tough UConn team in the first round. But if they get past that, I think they have a great opportunity to get to the Sweet 16.
I'll tell you one thing, a couple thoughts for you. First of all, Phil Jr., thank God that he looks like his mother. That's part one.
Absolutely.
I mean, poor Martelli. That cat looks like Igor, man. What happened to him?
I always tell him. His beautiful wife, Judy, I tell him all the time, Phil, you outkicked your coverage.
he kicked that ball into another time zone.
Yes, he did.
As we visit tonight, second thought is, man, it sure would be great to see them advance and survive in advance. And then one other thought, Martelli's so good with the media, as you are, that and it's great to see guys like yourselves that are comfortable in their own skin, joke around a little bit, enjoy it, be serious when it's time to be serious. Martelli had a great quote yesterday. He said, because, you know, Nova has this thing in the city of Philadelphia as being the blue bloods. They're the people with all the money, and everybody right. else just kind of gets the table scraps, right? Well, right. he said to the press, and so, Jay Wright was saying this today on the radio up there. He said, I don't know how Martelli did this, but here we just got our announcement of the bid. Somebody from the media came up to me and said, hey, Phil Martelli said they would like to fly out on your team flight to save some money for St. Joe's if you guys have room in the back of your airplane.
He's the best, isn't he?
He's the best, man. Hey, listen, I really appreciate you. I want you guys one hope and prayer and wish. Shock the world, man.
That's the beauty of this tournament, isn't it, Tony?
Anything can happen. Anything
Absolutely. Can happen. Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Monte. Good talking to you.
All right. You too.
All right, man. Monte Ross, one more time. From Delaware. I told you that'd be time well spent. They've got Michigan State first round. You're a fan of him now.